I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Secretary Kristi Noem says New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani might be violating the Constitution. Noem making the comment Monday night in reference to a video Mamdani posted giving residents advice on how to evade ICE agents. The National News Desk, Jeff Harris, joins us. And Jeff, the video in question here was shared on Sunday, outlining New Yorkers' rights when encountering ICE. Tell us more about what Noem had to say.
So Noem speaking out about the video this week, saying that if Mamdani was in fact mayor, the video could be violating the Constitution since obstructing or interfering with a federal law enforcement arrest is a crime and could potentially lead to future prosecution. Mamdani posting this video over the weekend outlining New Yorkers' rights when coming into contact with ICE while also offering guidance for immigrants. The mayor-elect pledging that his administration would safeguard immigrant communities while protecting the city's constitutional right to protest.
But not protecting New Yorkers, not protecting American citizens. You voted for it, you got it. I know not everyone in New York voted for him, but he is going to be the next mayor of New York City. And I really shudder to think what it's going to look like when all is said and done. I'll give you a preview of what's going to happen later this month before we wrap up the year. Our last broadcast of the year, we're going to have John LeBoutier. John LeBout, former Reaganite, I should say an existing Reaganite, former New York congressman from New York, and he actually lives on Long Island, but he's affected by what happens in New York City. And we'll be talking to John LeBout at a later point and his thoughts of what is going to possibly happen just in the first few months of the Mamdani rule. I would say everything will be upside down. If he has his way, there will be. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors USA, reminding you we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, and everything goes up as a podcast later, video and audio, available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook, and numerous other platforms. Every once in a while, I run across a comment someone sent me, and it got lost in the flood of others, and it was on one of the platforms. I don't check that often. I apologize. I try to give an answer to everyone that sends a note in. I fail, but I try. I really do. I don't ignore anyone on purpose. And in particular, if they're raising a question or concern or outright anger over something I did. I don't back away from fights. But I apologize for those I'm still trying to get around to. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave our programs with more knowledge than you have when we first began them. I do want to take a moment to remind you about our stocking stuffer giveaway. We're about to close the door to that. If you want to be entered, all you have to do is go to Newstalk STL, register. If you don't register, you don't have a chance of winning. And we've got numerous clients stepping forward with various gift cards. I don't mean one gift card. Multiple gift cards, various amounts. You could get one if you're registered. Gift cards from Havana 1961, Whistle Pig Outdoors, Gulf Shores Restaurant and Grill, and we got a lot of Newstalk STL merch we'll make available for you. Just go to Newstalk STL, register. You can register as often as you want. We don't care. Glad to help you. Fill a stocking for someone else. Or for you. And don't forget the grand prize, $500 gift certificate at Neustetter's Jewelers. But you got to get registered soon. All right, back to the issue of dealing with Mamdani taking over New York City. That report you were hearing a moment ago from the National News Desk about how he has been advising illegals how to evade capture by ICE and telling them what you can do and not do. A question from Mondani on that point.
Are you prepared? Gavin Newsom told me he was prepared to be arrested. Tom Homan threatened anybody that stands in the way could be arrested. You've been arrested before, standing up for people's rights. J.B. Pritzker told me that Donald Trump should come and get me. You prepared to be arrested by the federal government if you stand up to their immigration enforcement?
I'm prepared for any consequence that comes for standing up for New Yorkers, because that's my job. That's what I ran to do. And I think that it's time that New Yorkers look at City Hall that's right here and see a reflection of their struggles as opposed to a reflection of the scandal that has engulfed so much of our politics.
I've also heard you say that no one is above the law and anyone can be held accountable, and that goes for the President of the United States and it also goes for ICE agents. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is there a scenario in which the NYPD under you could arrest ICE agents on the streets of New York for their behavior towards immigrants?
My focus is for the NYPD to not be assisting ICE in their immigration enforcement and to actually be following the policies of sanctuary city law. And
well,
I do believe, however, that for the law to have meaning, there has to be accountability for all of us.
But you're
and
not.
That is something that is necessary to speak about, to talk about, to act on, no matter who we're referring to, because so many are losing faith in politics in this moment because they're seeing inconsistency take place at every different facet of our society.
So in other words, there is a circumstance in which if an ICE agent violates someone's rights here in New York City, they could be arrested by the police department?
I think if an ICE agent is breaking the law, then that is a law that they should be held accountable to.
Breaking what law? Enforcing our immigration law. That's paramount. And you're sitting there and saying they're the ones breaking the law. And you are helping break the law by not authorizing police and, in fact, ordering them assist the ICE agents. They're rounding up illegals. Why has the left decided to die on this hill? And they are. Between that and transgender and pushing sex education to 2-year-olds, they want to make sure that they have planted their flag on it. Fine by me, they will die on that hill. But Mondani acting like, well, I'm with the law and no one's above the law, and if someone's breaking the law, we'll deal with it. Well, you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law by encouraging police, do not interact, do not work with our federal agents when they're trying to round up illegals. And who's going to be hurt by that? New Yorkers. And most of those being hurt by illegals running rampant throughout their communities, especially if they're causing crime and other chaos, will be the poorer New Yorkers, the poverty and below. Oh, it won't affect the rich and the elite. It won't affect Mondani safe inside City Hall. Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, dealing with this issue of Mondani.
Sometimes ICE will show you paperwork that looks like this and tell you that they have the right to arrest you. That is false. ICE is legally allowed to lie to you, but you have the right to remain silent.
If he were mayor, could be violating the Constitution by giving advice on how to evade law enforcement and how to get away with breaking the law.
Now, Noem went on to sound the alarm about the rising threats targeting ICE agents, casting blame on far-left politicians for the violent rhetoric. According to the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, while you can't evade an arrest, you do have specific constitutional rights when encountering ICE agents, including the right to remain silent, right to refuse entry, and also the right to a lawyer.
To an attorney. That's all there. But they want to tell you that ICE agents themselves are illegal. That's their point. ICE agents are illegal. Democrat John Fetterman, Senator, says, when I look at what we're doing in our nation, allowing these people to run rampant and in also encouraging anti-Semitic hate, which leads to violence, like we saw in Australia, he said, I don't know why my party has done this.
Mainstream outlets like the New York Times is constantly a strong anti-Israel views on those things, and other media as well, to call it what it is. And now here in my own party, I've been incredibly disappointed, you know, and people are trying to pretend these kinds of words and terms like, you know, from the river to the sea, or to globalize the Enfitada and all those other things. We all know what this means. And I refuse to pander to that. And now for me, it's been a rot, you know, within the American left and within my party.
Within his own party. Now, I'll remind you, when John Fetterman surfaced as a candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania, I thought, what a goofball. Walked around in his hoodie and obviously dealing with some personal health issues at the same time. But he has turned out to be the most sane member of the Democrat Party, speaking reason and logic, while the rest of them are out either totally lost or cowering at the feet of those who are trying to control the party. And they're doing it. In the meantime, the number of known terrorists in our nation, thank you, Joe Biden, 18,000, and that is an undercount, I'm sure of that. And never, 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 never forget that Joe Biden brought them into our country. Director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard.
Obviously, we are very focused on making sure that the American people are safe and secure. The president has talked about this over and over and over again. And the reason why President Trump focused on this throughout his campaign and throughout his time here now in his second term in the White House is because he recognized how devastating and dangerous President Biden's open border policies were, how they did not, Biden administration did not take their vetting responsibilities seriously, and ultimately did not at all prioritize making sure that our country, our communities, our families here in the United States could have confidence that they live in a safe, secure place. And so we are working doggedly to carry out President Trump's promise to make America safe again and undo the very devastating and dangerous damage that the Biden administration left behind.
And in Australia, they thought they were safe until Sunday. That deadly terrorist attack during a Hanukkah celebration, killing at least 15, wounding dozens, among the dead, a child and a rabbi. And the communications manager of the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council, who lives just a 10-minute walk from that beach, said the attack was not an isolated act of violence, but the culmination of years of escalating anti-Semitism that authorities failed to confront. And that's exactly what we were hearing from Tulsi Gabbard. We've got to make sure our people are safe because we've got to be on top of this. The communications manager for the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council said, we warned them the snowball effect was going to happen only a matter of time before someone got killed. And they did nothing. Oh, but now they are. Are you aware of what they want to do now? They already have strict gun laws in Australia. But that's not enough. Now they decided, because two terrorists use guns to kill, they are now eyeing more gun control laws. How about eyeing who's in your country and what they're doing? And in fact, if Australians at the beach that day had had their own weapons, there probably would have been fewer dead, and two gunmen would have been killed instantly. And don't forget, there was a Muslim who attacked one of the shooters. He knew they were taking aim at Jews, but he was looking at life, and he attacked them, and he got shot repeatedly, but apparently is going to survive. He might lose the use of one arm. And then what we've got in this country, when Joe Biden opened the gates for all those from Afghanistan to come in and not be properly vetted, a question, did Biden just not believe, didn't understand, or just did not care?
Well, these are some of the things that we are uncovering as we look to answer that very same question ourselves, to get a very honest assessment of where we are as a country and what this domestic threat environment really looks like. And we're finding some very disturbing things on this specific issue about vetting. For example, among that 18,000 number of known or suspected terrorists that we know about who are in our country, my deepest concern is that there are so many more that we are not aware of yet. But of that 18,000 number, 2,000 we know were part of the a group of over 100,000 Afghan migrants who came here after President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 2,000 Afghan migrants who we know are known or suspected terrorists. We started digging deeper in our National Counterterrorism Center. We've had whistleblowers come forward who were working there at that time, who were conducting the kind of thorough vetting that the American people deserve and expect from our professionals. And they were told, hurry up, don't do the thorough vetting that you normally do, because we have to hurry up and get these people into the United States.
We have to hurry up and get them into the United States. Why? Well, because we need them. We need them to be voting. I talked yesterday about Trump's reactions after the death of actor-director Robert Reiner and his wife, stabbed to death apparently by their son. Trump did call it a very sad thing, but then he also continued to be talking about Reiner's all-consuming Trump derangement syndrome. I did not like that remark, and I made it very clear in case you missed it yesterday. Trump should have stayed away from that arena, and he's getting backlash, and I'm glad he is. He should not have stepped out there and talked about, well, here's Reiner filled and killed basically by Trump derangement syndrome. That was what he posted on Truth Social. And in case you missed my remarks yesterday, I repeat it. Trump was out of line with that remark. I said it yesterday. I say it again today. And I'll say it again tomorrow if I must. Now, here comes Gavin Newsom, who wants one day to sit in the Oval Office as president, not as a guest. And Gavin Newsom is now very concerned. Stand back. You do not know how big this is going to get. Gavin Newsom is concerned about election integrity. In other words, if I don't win, it was stolen. Is that where you're going, Gavin? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, smokestack lightning. Shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I mean, this is nothing out there that's happening is normal. This is not normal. This guy is trying to wreck this country, try to light democracy on fire on January 6th. We may not have a fair and free election in this country. I mean that if we're not successful in 2026, getting back the House of Representatives. This guy's not screwing around. And I know that our diverse communities understand that, communities that are on edge, particularly Latino communities across this country, mass men, secret police. I mean, this is the United States of America in 2025. So my state of mind is about not just my party, but who we are and what we represent to each other, to the world, and how we have to be a little bit more forceful.
You buy that pile of steaming stuff he's spreading around? Oh, you can smell it. And if it comes across his lips, you know it's a lie. Gavin Newsom cares about no one but Gavin Newsom. I want to remind you of something. Remember when he had all of California locked down for COVID? And then he shows up at a ritzy French Laundry dining establishment in Napa Valley, along with several health executives. They could have an open party, no mask. But you could not. And now he's worried about, if we don't win this election, it could be the end of our democracy. They said the same thing, of course, when Trump was running this last time. Now Gavin realizes if we don't win this midterm election, everything will be lost. Well, I'm glad that he's twisting and blowing in the wind. Let him worry about it. Now you, my friend, need to make sure that you and those you know get out to the polls at the midterm election. Don't treat it as just not a big deal. It is a big deal. We've got several congressional seats hanging in the balance. We already do not have the numbers we need in the House and Senate. And too many defections from, quote, Republicans siding with the Democrats. But in Newsom's opinion, if we don't win, it's rigged. He's already rigged it. He's got his rolls, voting rolls in California stuffed with illegal voters. Illegal in the sense they should not even be in this country. And illegal that they have no right to vote. And are maybe dead. Dead man walking, dead man voting. Gavin Newsom. We were talking earlier about how much Biden opened the door for all these illegals to come in and the crime and chaos they brought with them. And yet, why did that happen? Was he just ignorant? Well, don't shout at me. Please don't shout at me. Yeah, and did he not know? Yeah, I can hear you yelling again. But the FBI director under Biden certainly knew, but what was he doing? Oh, he's just testifying in front of Congress back in March 2024.
We are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating.
And then several outlets, including our network here, reported that ISIS affiliates were at large in America.
In just the last few days, a group of Tajik nationals, who investigators tell us have ties to ISIS, were taken into custody. The eight men, all from Tajikistan. So how did they enter the United States in the first place is the question. Sources telling Fox they crossed illegally at the southern border and were, quote, fully vetted. But listen to this, nothing was flagged somehow.
No, they weren't fully vetted. And they came across the southern border. Thank you, Joe Biden. The left continues to push lies on top of lies and play a little game with you, covering up the facts of the truth, and always looking for a chance to take a snipe at Trump and his administration, always trying to undermine. Perfect example, VA Secretary Collins talking about an article published by the Washington Post.
Hey everyone, it's Doug. You know, one of the hardest parts about working for the Trump administration is fighting back against the constant drumbeat of fake news from liberal activist media outlets. And when it comes to fake news, no one is worse than the Washington Post. The Post December 13th story about the Department of Veterans Affairs is a great illustration of how the Post lies, yes, lies, to its readers in order to score political points against the Trump administration. The Washington Post refuses to cover the Trump administration fairly or accurately, regardless of what the facts are. This is a sad state of affairs, but there is one silver lining. The Post is hemorrhaging money so bad, its shoddy brand of liberal activism journalism hopefully won't be around much longer. We're not afraid of facts here at the VA, but what we are and what I've said all along is we will fight against anyone who wants to lie about the VA, and especially those who want to hurt our veterans. I don't understand why they want to hurt the veterans, but I'm going to call you out every time. Washington Good. Post, do better.
Good. Good. VA Secretary Collins. We're not going to put up with the lying and just let it pass. We're not going to ignore it. We're going to go on the attack with it. And speaking about going on the attack, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is the feature of a Vanity Fair article. Now, Susie Wiles, you don't see a lot of her. She's often in the background. She is the Chief of Staff. She is the first female Chief of Staff for the President. She's been with him previously for numerous years. She likes to stay out of the spotlight, just doing her job behind the scenes. So Vanity Fair really, really sweet-talked her into doing a personality piece. When you walk into the lion's den, do not expect you're going to get out with every piece of your body. After the article came out, Susie Wiles, for her first response, significant context was disregarded, and much of what I and others said about our team and the president was left out of the story. I assume after reading it, this was done to paint an overwhelmingly chaotic and negative narrative about the president and our team. Now, Vanity Fair could have just done a legitimate piece, but they were going and looking for a way to attack Trump, and they were using Susie Wiles. She could have just ignored it and not given them the interview. But she's trying to say, look, we are willing to be open with you and deal with some of your questions. But I'm looking at some of the quotes in Vanity Fair. In the fourth paragraph, Wiles is quoted as saying Trump has an alcoholic's personality. What the hell does that mean? That suggests he's an alcoholic. But that's not really what it means. But she used that phrase, I assume, if she were correctly quoted, but it's taken out of context. Everybody running around and saying, Trump's got an alcoholic personality. What does that mean? And is it true? And she's also quoted as saying, Vice President Vance has been a conspiracy theorist for a decade. Again, I don't know the context. I don't even know if that's correct statement and a quote from her. And our budget director is a right-wing absolute zealot. Now, again, this is quoting Wiles for the Vanity Fair article written by Chris Whipple. Also says she said that Attorney General Pam Bondi whiffed on understanding how much Trump's base of supporters cared about the release of the files linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, whether or not she said that, I will agree with the sentiment. I think Bondi just did not understand. We want everything. We want everything public. But she said that interview, when it came out, was a framed hit piece. And I agree. A framed hit piece targeting her, President Trump, the cabinet, the entire White House. And if you really get down to it, they went into it with that idea anyway. They were going to do something like that. They were going to do it. I don't care what she said. They were going to look for something, not just to sell magazine articles, but to hit at Trump and the White House. Well, I wish they would report on this. There's an Obama judge refuses to give more jail time to an illegal alien. Well, what's the story there? Well, this guy raped a woman who had cerebral palsy because he could, and she was helpless. He's an illegal, shouldn't be here anyway, and he rapes a woman with cerebral palsy. And the judge overseeing the case refuses to give him more jail time for that crime. I wonder if Vanity Fair will ever get around to covering that, reporting it. My recommendation to you, do not hold your breath. We do have a lot of good economic news happening. Of course, you're not going to hear it from the mainstream legacy media, but you will hear, and we'll put it in context. It is good for everybody, from the farmers to the city. Now, I'll detail it for you when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman.
Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Delighted to announce this afternoon that the United States will be taking a small portion of the hundreds of billions of dollars we receive in tariffs. So what we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that, and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers in economic assistance. And we love our farmers, and they're great people. They're the backbone of our country. So we're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers. This relief will provide much needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. And it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices for American families.
And many said the tariffs will kill the farmers. And where they were hurting, Trump is stepping in, saying we're going to divert some of the money on the tariffs and we're going to give it to the farmers. We're going to make sure they're whole. They will feed our nation. Farmers have a tough lot in life. You're at the whim of the weather, God, if you want to say. No rain, too much rain, wrong time of the rain, hail, other storms, flooding. Imagine you're trying to grow a crop and here comes a river breaks through a dam and suddenly it's all over your field. You're lost. Or you got a great crop and you're ready to start harvesting it and here comes a major hailstorm that wipes everything out. Those things you cannot control. But that's where we do come forward and help the farmers. And Trump says we're going to again. We're going to make sure they're okay in dealing with the tariffs with other countries and the tariffs we're putting on them. In the meantime, the Department of Labor said our U.S. economy added 644,000 jobs. That's higher than the 50,000 they expected. Now, 50,000 to 64,000 doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is to the 14,000 that have jobs now. And the key here is that these are private sector jobs, not government jobs. The Biden administration was very good about padding the payrolls with government jobs, which means more of your tax dollars, often going to waste or just to fill a space with someone. Private sector jobs, you got to be performing. You got to be doing the J-O-B or you're not going to get your check. So the decline in October driven by a sharp contraction in federal employment. Make note of this. Federal government payrolls shrank by 162,000 in October. Good. We didn't need them, obviously, so let them go back into the private sector. Some of them might not like it, but they will actually be better off when it comes down to everything. And in November, that was October, in November, federal employment dropped another 6,000. Right now, federal payrolls since January are down 270,000. That's how much of the fat we have cut from government payrolls. What were they doing? Where are we at a point that we don't need them? Well, there are some good questions. In the meantime, the Democrats are talking about, we may stage another shutdown. Go right ahead. Go right ahead if you dare. I don't think they do, but they're talking about it. We might start another shutdown in January. If that's coming from Chuckie Schumer, he has not learned his lesson. If it's coming from the left hardliners around him, they know the lesson and they won't see Chuckie suffer. They're setting him up for failure. That's so AOC and others can rush in. Private sector employment saw September with 105,000 jobs. October had 50,000 additional jobs. That's a three-month average of 75,000. That's a very healthy pace in our private sector labor market. 75,000 jobs. Now, I want to remind you of something. If you have kids or grandkids in college or going to college, and you know they're not really college material, it doesn't mean they're dumb. They just don't have an interest in it. But they're very good with their hands and working with tools. The trade schools should be booming. We are going to need a massive amount of trade workers in the coming years. We pointed out yesterday we are going to need something like 600,000 that know how to deal with electric systems and so forth in the coming years. You need to just hope that your plumber doesn't decide, I can make more money in the electric field. I'll go learn that job. You're left to your own. Don't call me. Don't call me. I have a motto. Taking care of that would be a project. And my motto is, I don't do projects. But we're going to have a push at that point. And it's all because the left wants to see it happen. And yet CNN had to say the unemployment rate hit a four-year high last month. Unemployment. Fewer unemployed. How's that, Joe Biden? And we're just, what, now 11 months into this administration? Three more glorious years yet to come and beyond. Not with Trump, but someone who will carry the flag. We're having economic growth on numerous levels. As President Trump pointed out, look at the increase in factories. Those are skilled and high-paying jobs for Americans.
We have a country that potentially is geared to have the most incredible golden years ever. We're going to have, it's the golden age. I say it's the golden age of America. When these factories and plants open up by the thousands, Toyota just announced they're going to spend $10 billion building plants to make Toyotas. So they're coming from Germany, they're coming from Japan, they're coming from Canada. Many factories are coming in because they don't want to pay tariffs. Very simple. They're coming in and they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. Our car industry lost 58% of their capacity over the years. They went to Europe, they went to Mexico, Japan, they went all over. They went to South Korea. And now it's just the opposite. They're all coming back. We have an age that's coming up, the likes of which I don't think this country has never seen.
It's going to be amazing. That is foreign dollars coming into our nation, providing jobs for Americans. And companies that were going to leave the U.S. and go to another country, they don't want to be caught in that tariff battle. They will stay here. And they will be safer than going to some other country. I want to remind you of something. Joe Biden, during his time, had the highest gas prices in American history. The highest gas prices during the Joe Biden administration, at least the highest since the Carter administration. Now, I like Jimmy Carter as a man and what he stood for, a man of God, a man of faith. And when he left the White House, he ended up working with building homes for the homeless. And I don't mean he just went out and put a nail in or two for a photo op. He and his wife got busy in Habitat for Humanity, building homes. So I still like the man. I did not like his economic policies and a lot of the other things he had upside down. And he did have the highest gas prices until Joe Biden came along. June 14, 2022, a gallon of regular unleaded, according to AAA, averaged $5 plus. $5 plus. What are you paying now? Well, if you look at it closely enough, we're going to see the lowest national average Christmas Day gas price since 2020, Trump's first year in office. Gas Buddy that monitors this projects that on Christmas Day, the average gas price will be, are you listening? Are you listening? The average gas price nationally will be $2.79 per gallon. Under the last year under Biden, it was $2.95. And don't forget that he was robbing our strategic petroleum reserve when prices went up, trying to cut them down by saying there's more gas on the market. You don't have to be charged that much. And there's a trickle-down effect well beyond your travel in your car. When Trump first came into office the first time, Southwest Airlines was smart enough to go out and buy all the gas, the aviation fuel it could, at a greatly reduced price. And then they were able to sell tickets cheaper than their competitors because they didn't have to cover the big gasoline, diesel, aviation price the competitors were. Smart move. But eventually it all kind of caught up and leveled out. White House spokesman points out, thanks to President Trump, gas prices have hit a five-year low and Christmas Day prices are projected to fall to the lowest level since 2020. And he added that lowering energy prices for American families and businesses will continue to be a top priority for President Trump in the new year. Now, there are a lot of things you can do without. If you're going out to buy a big fancy meal or buying items to make a big fancy meal, the price might on some goods be a little higher than what you want, you could walk away from it. But you can't really walk away from gas prices. You have to deal with them at some point. I've told you the story before about with the prices they were under Joe Biden, a guy pulls up to pump number one and goes in to pay in cash because he doesn't have a card. He's going to pay in cash. I'll take $10 on pump one. And he gets a clearance to go do that. And somebody in the back said, is he trying to get to pump number three? And don't forget, of course, how they were trying to push us into electric vehicles. Of course they were. And to that extent, even Ford Motor Company is coming out and saying, we were wrong to participate in that. They admit, Ford itself saying, we admit defeat trying to force Americans into electric cars and trucks. It's expected to take $19 billion in charges, and that's not electric charge, that's charge against the books, as it retreats from the electric vehicle business. That's a massive hit. Ford is, as you would say, pivoting to traditional gas vehicles and maybe hybrid models in place of EVs. The Wall Street Journal reports this is a stunning blow to the EV plans pushed by the green god altar worshipers. This write-down marks the largest impairment taken by any company in Detroit history, and it underscores the challenges faced by automakers trying to grapple with the lackluster demand for EVs. Ford CEO Jim Farley acknowledged the necessary pivot. He said, instead of plowing billions into the future, knowing these EVs will never make money, we're pivoting. We now know enough about the U.S. market where we have a lot more certainty in the second inning of reduced emission powertrains. Under Farley's leadership, Ford was aggressively pushing the EV market, but they were being pushed by the White House and all the lefties. Now he says half the fixtures, half the workstations, half the welds, we designed it because it's such a simple product to radically change the manufacturing. And he said this is an effort to compete during the coming price war. And as a part of that, walk away from all electric. They're dropping the all electric F-150 flag pickup known as the Lightning. Now they're going to focus on an extended range version of that truck. They knew EV wouldn't sell. They knew the customers didn't want to be pushed into it. Keep in mind, if Joe Biden and the rest of them had their way, there would be no more gas vehicles. Another good reason. Biden and the camp are out. As always, I thank you for listening. Let others know, and we'll be back here tomorrow for you, beginning at 6. I expect you to be in your chair. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.